Turkey stayed on the sidelines of the U.S.-led war against Iraq. It limited support for the war to overflight rights for U.S. aircraft and the use of Turkish highways to transport food and fuel to U.S. troops. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Ankara. Turkish officials and analysts are having regrets.
Turkey's political establishment wanted little to do with the war in Iraq. There was concern it would create a financial catastrophe and a mass refugee crisis. They feared that any Kurdish gains in Iraq could fuel separatism among Turkey's own very large Kurdish population. And finally, they posited, Turkey would witness a renewed wave of anti-Turkish terrorism waged by Kurds. None of these scenarios materialized, and many observers here now wonder whether they miscalculated the outcome of war. According to one Ankara official who spoke privately, quote, "We growled and barked, but we didn't bite. And now I fear our concerns in the region won't be taken seriously by anyone."
Everybody here in this country failed.
Hussein Balja is a political scientist at Ankara's Middle East Technical University.
The military failed, the politicians failed, academics failed, and now we have to bear the consequences.
Those consequences, says Balja, are political. By failing to cooperate with the United States in the build-up to war, he says, Turkey has all but forfeited any possibility to intervene militarily in northern Iraq, a place where Turks now believe Kurds are overrunning and ransacking the cities of Mosul and Kirkuk.
Now, the price of this wrong strategic decision is that Turkey is not in northern Iraq, and Turkey cannot control the things, events, which are taking place there.
Turks continue to watch those events closely. The military continues to maintain thousands of troops along the border with Iraq.
Things don't look great for Turkey.
That's political analyst Ersel Aydınlı. He says Turkey would have liked to have had a military presence in Kirkuk and Mosul, if only to keep Kurds from laying claims to those cities. At the same time, Turkey continues to argue it has a moral duty to protect the millions of ethnic Turks, or Turkmen, who live in northern Iraq, from any reprisal attacks that might be carried out by Kurds. But there's now widespread recognition that Turkish troops will never go in, particularly because both Washington and the European Union have all but read the Riot Act to Turkey, warning them not to interfere. This has left people like Member of Parliament Onur Oman bitter.
Do we need permission from a country, from a foreign country, to protect our own country? Which country in the world may accept this?
But political analyst Ersel Aydınlı says that Turkey may have to accept this. He says that if Turks believe U.S. plans and projections for the future of Iraq are misguided, they shouldn't simply react with anger.
Instead, Turkey should go to the United States and tell them that the fabric, internal conditions in that region are not ripe for those projections. I think that type of rationale is going to have more influence in the American mind than just threats.
While Turkey's fears about the immediate repercussions of the war are now subsiding, Aydınlı says there's a new fear, whether Ankara has lost its political clout in Washington. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.